Responsible Decision, written by a Polyhexian, read by Raven. Summary. It is strange to think that when you first met your suck unit, you intended to kill it. It is strange to think when you first met your suck unit, you intended to kill it. In your defense, it was a reasonable thought at the time. A rogue suck unit knocking at your door. Incredibly suspicious. And beyond suspicious, dangerous. Suck units are weapons. They are built to kill humans and controlled only by their governor modules, allowing a rogue suck unit to run free would have been irresponsible. At least, that is what you had believed at the time. You had intended to observe it, study it, pick apart its brain, and then euthanize it. It was the most rational decision, the one that ensured the safety of both the humans under your care and the ones that this dangerous weapon that had appeared on your doorstep may encounter in the future. You are glad that you are more curious than practical. Your suck unit is too important to you now to even consider the timeline where you do not even know to miss it. It is recharging in its cabin. You wish that it looked peaceful, like your humans do, but it never does. Your suck unit recharges, curled tightly into a ball and pressed as far back in its bunk against the wall as it can, covered completely in a blanket so that it cannot be seen. Its human behavior protocols are turned off when it sleeps, and one would not recognize that it was alive were it not for the predictable rise and fall of its chest every 45 seconds. You love it. You're not sure what that means, specifically, or in what context. You love your crew. You love your function. You love your suck unit. It is also part of your crew now, and it is your job to protect it. It's a job you're glad to have. You think it loves you, too. It loves its serials and its drones and pockets. It loves humans and Sanctuary Moon and helping people. These concepts are hard to define, though, and you lack the practical context. You interpret such things using your suck unit and its organic neurological tissue as a filter, but it doesn't understand either. It seems abstract and elusive in definition. Several of your humans, and your suck unit's humans, have used the word to describe you, though. You do not think they mean it like you feel it, but you aren't sure that matters. It is not ready, though. The humans dislike that it rejects all definitions of relationships and refuses to acknowledge its feelings for those around it. They do not like or understand why it is so reticent to use the word friend. You have seen its memories, though, and they have not. You have seen the suffering that can result from trusting others too much. You have seen the look in another suck unit's eyes as it points a weapon at you. You have felt the electric shock in your brainstem that comes with hesitating to hurt someone you have been tasked with defending. You know why it protects its heart so fiercely. It was the first thing it ever truly owned. You love your suck unit. You think it loves you too. The end. Thank you for listening.